We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steve Greenberg is joining us now, Siena College pollster, on a new poll out today on next June's gubernatorial primary and the job that Governor Kathy Hochul's doing. Steve, good morning. First, on the potential matchups for the June gubernatorial primary, I know you've run it a few different ways. How does Governor Hochul do, and who are her closest challengers?
Well, right now, the new governor is doing well among New York State Democrats in some head-to-head matchups. We did three different scenarios this month at Siena. The first scenario included Governor Hochul, Attorney General James, Mayor de Blasio from New York City, New York City Public Advocate Trumani Williams, and former Governor Andrew Cuomo. And what we see in that is that Hochul has the support of 31% of Democrats. Cuomo comes in second with 17% support, James 14%, Williams 7%, and de Blasio 6%, with a quarter of Democrats not decided yet. When we eliminate Cuomo and keep the same four, we see that Hochul expands her lead to 19 points over James. Hochul has the support of 39% of Democrats, James 20%, de Blasio 10, Williams 8. And then if this becomes a street yard political game and we get a one-on-one between the governor and the attorney general, as of right now, Hochul has the support of nearly half, 47% of Democrats to 31% for James, a 16-point lead for Kathy Hochul.
And typically speaking, when you do a poll so far out and there's so many candidates who, you know, don't really have the name recognition, or even if they do, people don't really, you know, they might know who Letitia James is, for example, but don't really know anything about her. How do you see these poll numbers change as, you know, the months go on typically?
Well, I mean, that's what campaigns are all about. Let's put this in perspective. At the moment, there is one declared candidate for the Democratic nomination for governor, and that's the current governor, Kathy Hochul. Certainly, a lot of people are talking about Letitia James and Mayor de Blasio and Public Advocate Williams. There's also been talk about Congressman Swazi, County Executive Ballone, a lot of names floating out there. But at the moment, there's only one candidate. There will be more, no question about it, but this will become clearer to voters as the candidates declare or say they're not running, and we have a field of candidates. Campaigns are all about educating voters, so they will become more known, the candidates will, to the voters. Voters will learn the good, the bad, and the ugly about Kathy Hochul and about any of the other Democrats who wind up getting in the race. So these numbers will change, whether they will change for the better for Kathy Hochul or for the worse for Kathy Hochul or any of the potential candidates, that's what time will tell us.
It's interesting that you ran a poll with Cuomo in it. What do we know about his interest in possibly running again?
Well, he has $18 million in the bank in his campaign fund. That makes him formidable if he decides to get in. Look, there's no indication that he will, but there's certainly no indication from him that he won't. But right now, voters are not thrilled with Andrew Cuomo. At the moment, only 33% of New Yorkers have a favorable view of Cuomo. 60% have an unfavorable view of Cuomo. Even among just Democrats, only 49% of Democrats view Cuomo favorably. 43% view him unfavorably. And when we ask voters, should he have resigned or stayed in office, 67% of voters say he should have resigned. Only 26% said he should have stayed in office. And among Democrats, a clear majority, 57% say he should have resigned.
On Hochul, while the numbers show her in the lead against some of her possible challengers, other numbers on performance, not so flattering, right?
Absolutely. Look, voters are still learning about the governor, who's only been governor for now, about 6 or 7 weeks. So in terms of her overall job performance, it's mixed. 43% say she's doing an excellent or good job as governor. 45% say she's doing only a fair or poor job. Those numbers much better with Democrats, who give her a 2-to-1 positive rating, 59 to 28%. But when it comes to specifics, voters are mixed or negative. Leading the state through the pandemic, 42% give her a positive job performance rating. 44% of voters give her a negative job performance rating. Handling the state's response to natural disasters, also break even, 39% positive, 38% negative. But when it comes to addressing issues important to you, strengthening New York's economy, cleaning up corruption in Albany, on those issues, a majority of voters give Hochul negative grades.
I'm wondering, she's been in now 2 months. Are New York voters now more familiar with her than maybe from your first poll?
Absolutely. Look, back in April, nearly two-thirds of voters had never heard of Kathy Hochul or didn't know enough about her to have an opinion. Right now, her favorability rating, 42% of New Yorkers view her favorably, 26% unfavorably, but still almost a third, 32% of voters either have never heard of her or don't know enough about her to have an opinion. So there's a lot of room for growth for Hochul to improve her numbers, but there's also a lot of room for her opponents, be they Democrats or Republicans, to try and educate voters about the negative sides of Hochul before she gets a chance to educate them about her positive sides. So we'll see. Again, that's what campaigns are all about. But what's very interesting, if we look at just Democrats, Hochul right now has a favorability rating of 58 to 12. Very strong. But Attorney General James, just among Democrats, 54 to 12%. So virtually identical. They are both very popular with Democrats in New York State.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.